Next up, we continue our Huron Tiger soccer previews with head coach Leah Branagh coaching the boys soccer team this year. First year as the head coach, she moves over as head coach of the girls tennis team to take over soccer. And Leah, while that does seem kind of like an odd move to make, you've been involved with the soccer program. You were an assistant with the girls. You've been involved with the boys in their spring program for the past several years, really since coming to Huron. So while it's seems like kind of an odd switch, it really wasn't. You have a pretty good background with these kids.
Yeah, I did. I've coached for the Huron Soccer Association for the last 5 or 6 years and been involved with their soccer board basically since I moved here. And a lot of that came from teaching in the ESL department because that's primarily who makes up the soccer program here in Huron. And I was able to kind of get involved that way when they asked me to come watch their games. And it kind of fit right in, I guess, when this opportunity came about. So.
And while you got the background in coaching, you were also a soccer player in high school, obviously back when it was a club sport down in Yankton. But between tennis and soccer, those were kind of your two sports growing up.
Yep, I played. I grew up in Yankton, so I played soccer in Yankton from like 14 years old to 19, and then also tennis. So. When it was a club sport, I'd go to soccer games on Sundays and tennis during the week. And if I could fit in a soccer practice along the way in between tennis practice or matches, I would. And so at least I feel like I've got, you know, the background because I do have experience playing and that too.
Well, let's talk about the team now here as you have nearly 2 weeks under your belt to practice here, but getting set to play the first game of the season on Tuesday against Aberdeen at home. And let's talk numbers first off. One thing, since boys soccer became sanctioned in South Dakota and Huron, of course, jumped in right away, numbers have never been a real issue on the boys' side.
Yeah, I mean, we've been really fortunate, again, with our ESL population that, you know, that's their main sport is soccer, and they're able to get 40, 50 guys every year showing interest in the program. I mean, of course, some, you know, don't stick it out, but, I mean, it's great to have options and be able to field two full teams where you don't feel like you have to, you know, have a bunch of people playing both games. So that's been really great for us.
You know, and that's the thing, the way things are split right now, and obviously could change down the road, injuries or something else pop up, but pretty for the most part, you're going to have a JV team and a varsity team, and probably not much crossover in between.
Yeah, I know they've been able to have some of that in the past, but our numbers are really up again, so I'll be able to dress a few guys from the JV onto the varsity. Probably none of the main varsity players will dress the JV at all, and so then that way they're getting used to playing with a certain team, and I don't have to worry about, you know, somebody playing the full JV game, but then I need them for a full half of the varsity. So it'll be nice that way that the people can kind of stick with their team and give their team everything that they have.
Well, let's talk about what you have back now. I know you said you were able to see a few games there, although you're kind of busy with girls tennis last year too, so there were a lot of times where both sports were going on at the same time. But first off, you do have a decent nucleus back from last year, about a half dozen kids that either started or played extensively off last year's team.
Yep, I've got quite a few starters and people that were in the mix last year, and I think that's great because that's where you need to start. I've got a few guys that will be varsity starters that have played for me in the past for the Soccer Association that have not done school soccer before. So I feel like I can put them right in with those starters because they have that game experience. They have experience playing against these other towns already where, you know, we also have some players that have never played Soccer Association soccer or school soccer that are also going to be on the varsity, but because they put in so much time with their friends and family out at the Pepsi Field, they haven't really missed a beat yet, and that's been really nice for us too.
You know, and that's the thing. These kids play a lot of soccer. Playing the sanctioned school sport is probably just a small spot in their yearly activity. You see kids out playing. You mentioned Pepsi Field. I see them at Rocket Slide Park with pickup games. Some of the kids during the summer went out and played in other clubs and that sort of thing. These kids love the sport.
Yeah, they love soccer, and that is what is the most amazing thing about it. I mean, I know that they're in the off season. I don't have to worry about them not getting in their time or not working hard. And a lot of them have started joining the Nordby Center. So in the winter, when there's snow on the ground, they can get in and lift weights and run and all of those things that they like to do. And that's only going to make them better.
Well, let's talk about what you've seen here during the preseason, what looks to be some of the strengths and maybe some of the things that will need to be worked on here as you get into the course of the season.
I mean, our offense, definitely we've got many options on the offensive side. I think these kids have really great ball skills. Their touches on the ball are just amazing. It's just now going to be trying to push that communication on the field and get them to talk, and when you're passing, make sure that you know where is that pass going. Does that person know that they should be receiving the pass, you know, versus just passing it into an open space where they think somebody's going to run to it and they don't. So we've got to get the communication up. Our defense is going to be very young. I mean, we've got one or two seniors back there, but for the most part, they're all sophomores. So, you know, they're good players, but sometimes you wonder, okay, in this game situation, like, they're young, are we going to panic? You know, but I'm really, really confident in our midfield and our strikers and all of that, and they are just, like, itching for this first game to start.
You've talked a couple different times about communication, and with the sport of soccer, that is very important, and not for just the obvious reasons either. As I talked to Coach Holtrup with the girls, you have a lot of cultures represented on your team. Communication is key, not only for you, but also for the kids with each other.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess I'm pretty fortunate that, you know, we have very few kids that don't understand very much English. I mean, most of the kids, they can really get what myself and Coach LaValle are saying. And if not, you know, I know there's always somebody who can translate into Spanish and somebody that'll translate into Korean. You know, and it's been so nice. And there's been a couple kids that, you know, I knew they probably spoke Spanish at home, but I've never heard them speak Spanish ever, like when I've coached them or taught them. And all of a sudden I hear them on the field speaking Spanish, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so great. I didn't even know that you would do that, you know? So that's been really great, and I'm not as concerned with them communicating with each other, but just making sure that when they're doing passing and all of that, that they're aware that that's going to happen.
Now, you open up on Tuesday with Aberdeen coming to a Tiger Stadium. Both the girls and the boys will play, and I guess you're not too worried about a scouting report on Aberdeen. You're probably more interested to see what's your scouting report going to be on your here on Tigers after the game's over.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I know Aberdeen was the runner-up last year at the state tournament, and, you know, we were able to get some spring games in with Aberdeen this spring, through the Soccer Association. So I kind of know what they have. I know they graduated some. So, you know, I am concerned about them, but at the same time, I want to focus on our team more and kind of use this first game as something to gauge where we're at. What else do we need to work on? You know, are there things that we're forgetting that we're just assuming that's all going to come together on game day?
And we'll just close it out this. Just talk short-term, long-term goals with this team.
You know, I really have high hopes for this group, you know, for this year and next year. I mean, we have a lot of key players that are juniors and sophomores. And, I mean, we have some great seniors, too, that, of course, we'll certainly miss this year. But, you know, they had a great record last year, and even though they did lose, you know, quite a few seniors off that team, I'm confident that the kids that we have are going to be able to produce the same results. Of course, you know, getting further in the state tournament would obviously be a goal, and something that I know that they want. You know, they want to play set state. They don't want to just make it to the playoffs and then play one game and be done. They want to go as far as they can, and I've seen these kids step up and say, you know what, if we're short on this position, I'll play it. I just want this team to win. And, you know, you don't have that a lot, you know, when kids are willing to step out of their comfort zone because they know that it's for the best of the team. And that's been really great. So I'm hoping we can see more of that and translate that into wins for us.
Leah Branagh, head coach here on Tiger Boys Soccer. Hard to believe, but we're getting set for the first Huron Tiger athletic events of the new school year, Monday and Tuesday. Monday, Huron Tiger Boys Golf opens the season with a tournament out in Sioux Falls. And then Tuesday, of course, have the doubleheader. Huron Tiger Girls and Boys Soccer hosting Aberdeen at Tiger Stadium. And off we go into the brand new sports year. Timeout once again. We'll wrap things up, talk some Minnesota Twins baseball next on Dakota Sports KOKK.